ever get yanked out of a VR experience by like really clunky scene change. You know, 1 minute you're there and then bam, jarring jump cut, different place. Makes you wonder if your headset's glitching or something.
Yeah, it can really break the immersion.
Totally. So today we're diving into a potential solution for that, something called Gaze Sphere. It's a research project that aims to smooth out navigating those 360 videos, make it as seamless as, I don't know, like a jazz clarinet solo.
Really interesting research. Tackles a problem a lot of VR experiences are facing these days.
Right. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of Gaze Sphere, let's set the scene for anyone who hasn't exactly strapped on a VR headset recently. How did people typically move between scenes in these 360 videos, and what made it so clunky?
Well, picture this. Instead of a smooth camera pan, you're suddenly teleported from one location to the next.
Just like that. Poof.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it can be really disorienting. Breaks the immersion, and some people even say it's a one-way ticket to motion sickness.
Ugh. Yeah, I can see how that would kind of ruin the experience. No one wants to lose their lunch exploring ancient Rome, right?
Definitely not.
So, back to Gazesphere. This research, it was presented at SIGGRAPH. That's a pretty big deal in the tech world, right?
Huge. It's like the Olympics for computer graphics and interactive tech. When researchers present at SIGGRAPH, it's their chance to show off really cutting-edge advancements, stuff that often shapes the future of the field. So the fact that Gazesphere was showcased there, that says a lot about its potential.
Okay, so we're talking way more than just some science fair project here. This is the big leagues. What exactly makes Gazesphere so revolutionary?
Well, they've ditched the need for controllers or buttons, and instead they're using a combo of head tracking and eye tracking.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying I could navigate a virtual world just by moving my head and looking around?
Precisely. The system uses your head movements to figure out both the direction and the speed of your movement in the virtual space. It creates this really intuitive, almost orbit-like experience, way more natural than just teleporting around.
Got it, got it. So it's like I'm the center of my own little VR universe, calling all the shots with just a glance. But what about when you want to, like, explore a specific point of interest? Say there are multiple scenes within the 360 video. How do I choose where to go using just my eyes and head?
That's where their system gets really clever. They've put these virtual cues inside the 360 environment. They're kind of like visual markers, and all you have to do is focus on the cue that interests you. The system picks up on where you're looking and then initiates this smooth head-tracking controlled transition to that spot. It's super intuitive.
So I'm basically using my gaze as a super-powered mouse cursor. Just look at what I want to explore.
Exactly.
Okay, hold.
And to make the whole thing even smoother, they've developed what they call the torus-based orbit algorithm.
Okay, now we're getting to the good stuff. Break that down for me. What makes this algorithm so special?
It's actually pretty elegant. Imagine like a donut shape, a torus.
Okay, got it.
And now picture yourself kind of orbiting around that donut as you move towards one of those virtual cues.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
This algorithm creates a self-correcting path along that torus. It makes all your movements feel supernatural, almost like you're being guided to your destination.
Wow, they really did think of everything to make this feel seamless, huh? No more nausea-inducing jump cuts, just pure immersive exploration, my kind of place.
Absolutely. And you know what's even cooler? The applications for this go way beyond just 360 video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the researchers, they highlighted some really groundbreaking possibilities in their paper.
Like what? Give me the highlights. I'm ready to be blown away.
Well, one area they looked at was CAD modeling.
Okay.
So imagine architects, engineers being able to navigate those complex 3D designs in a way more intuitive way, you know,
yeah.
Smoothly flying through, inspecting every little detail just by looking around.
So instead of clicking and dragging their way through a 3D model, they could just look at what they want to see.
Exactly.
That's huge. Talk about a productivity boost.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't stop there. Think about sports viewing, right? What if you could seamlessly switch between different camera angles during a game just by looking at different parts of the field?
Wow.
You could follow the action from any perspective you want, almost like you're right there on the sidelines.
Whoa. That would be incredible. No more being stuck with, like, the director's limited view of the game. I could analyze every play like some pro coach. Just by shifting my gaze. What else? I'm hooked.
All right. How about data visualization?
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that one could be huge.
Instead of staring at those flat, two-dimensional charts and graphs, imagine being able to explore these complex data sets, but in a fully immersive 3D environment.
Interesting.
Gaze Sphere's intuitive navigation could make going through massive amounts of data not only easier, but also way more engaging.
So I could ditch the spreadsheets and just like fly through a galaxy of data points.
Exactly.
Sounds way more fun than my current attempts at deciphering quarterly reports, I'll tell you that. This is seriously impressive stuff.
And of course, we can't forget about gaming, right?
Oh, of course not. The Holy Grail.
This tech could bring a whole new level of intuitive control and immersion to games.
For sure.
Imagine using your gaze to target enemies or interact with objects in the game world, all while moving around freely and naturally.
It's giving me like real life Jedi Knight vibes. I'm sensing a disturbance in the Force. Time to look over there and deflect some blaster fire. Okay, I might be getting a little carried away.
Well, maybe not quite lightsabers in the Force, but you see the potential, right? And that's what's so exciting about Gaze Sphere. It's not just a fix for one specific problem. It's a totally new way of thinking about how we interact with virtual worlds.
Totally. It's like they cracked the code on intuitive VR navigation. And the applications, I mean, they seem almost limitless. We've talked about CAD, sports, data, gaming, but what about something like education?
Absolutely. Picture students using Gaze Sphere to explore ancient Rome in VR.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
They could seamlessly transition between all these different historical sites, just guided by their own curiosity. Or picture a virtual field trip through the Amazon rainforest, where a student's gaze determines their path as they discover new plant and animal life.
This could be a game changer for how we learn and experience the world around us, you know? And I love how Gaze Sphere really emphasizes that feeling of presence and immersion, which is what VR is all about. It's not just about the visuals. It's about feeling like you're actually there in that moment.
Exactly. And that's what makes this research so unique. It's not just about making VR more functional. It's about making it more human, more natural, and ultimately more engaging.
It's like they took the clunkiness out of VR and replaced it with something that feels almost magical. This kind of technology could really open up so many possibilities.
It really could. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while Gaze Sphere itself was a research project, it's exciting to think about how these ideas could keep evolving and eventually become part of our everyday lives.
I'm already dreaming of the day I can explore a virtual museum just by letting my curiosity lead the way. But on a more practical note, how far off is this kind of technology? Is this something we could actually see becoming mainstream anytime soon?
It's closer than you might think, actually. Gaze Sphere, it was a research project, sure, but the tech behind it, the head tracking and eye tracking, that's already starting to pop up in those consumer-grade VR headsets.
So it's not even a question of if this type of intuitive navigation will be the norm. It's just when, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's wild.
And, you know, that leads to kind of a fascinating question. What happens when moving through these virtual worlds becomes as easy as, you know, just looking around in the real world?
I mean, the possibilities, they seem kind of endless at that point, right? We could see totally new kinds of storytelling, even more immersive gaming, maybe even revolutionary new ways of learning and collaborating in those virtual spaces.
Exactly. Imagine going to a virtual conference where you can just seamlessly move between the keynote speeches, the breakout sessions, all just by glancing around this virtual room.
That would be awesome.
Or picture architects from all over different countries, different continents, collaborating on a 3D model of a skyscraper. Mm. And they're just, you know, their gaze is guiding their movements as they're hashing out design elements all in real time.
It's like the lines between the physical and virtual worlds, they're starting to blur. We're really on the edge of something remarkable here.
I think so. And while we've really zeroed in on the Gaze Sphere today, it's important to remember this is just one example of the really incredible innovation that's happening in the world of VR right now.
It's true. It's true. It's definitely a glimpse into the future, that's for sure. So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive on Gaze Sphere, what's the key takeaway you want listeners to walk away with?
I think it's that the future of VR, it's not just about having fancier graphics or faster processing speeds. It's about building those experiences that feel natural, intuitive, and just really draw you in.
Yeah.
Gaze Sphere is a great reminder that sometimes the most elegant solutions are the ones that just work in sync with, you know, our own human instincts.
It's like they say, the best technology, it becomes invisible. It just works. It just seamlessly blends into our lives.
Right.
And with advancements like Gaze Sphere, the future of VR, it's looking brighter, more intuitive than ever. That's for sure.